96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. What is happening to the American dream of home ownership in the D.C. metro? After the housing crisis in 2007, many lost their homes. Others gave up on owning. Well, today, there are some glimmers of hope for home ownership, but not for every jurisdiction. That includes Prince George's County. And joining me to talk about this issue are Eric Brown, Prince George's County's Director of Housing and Community Development, and David Iannucci, Assistant Deputy Chief Administrative Officer for the Office of Economic Development and Public Infrastructure. That's also, of course, in Prince George's County. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Mr. Iannucci, Mr. Brown, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And before I even get into some of the broader issues, I want to make sure that we get this information out so that people who are interested in owning a home in Prince George's County have an opportunity to attend the housing fair. You have a housing fair. It's called Prince George's County, A Great Place to Live. It's Saturday, June 14th from 9 to 3. It's at the Sports and Learning Complex located at 8001 Sheriff Road. That's in Landover, Maryland. Now, a lot of information is going to be disseminated at this housing fair. What can people expect, Mr. Brown? And also, you have something called a house lottery, which some people may not be familiar with. Give me the rundown, please.
Sure, be glad to. The housing fair, this is our third housing fair. And what we try to do at the housing fair is provide the people that attend with information, one, to let them know that that housing and owning a house is still part of the American dream, and it is achievable, and it is achievable in Prince George's County. But in addition to that, we also provide housing counselors that will be there for people who may be struggling with their mortgages or had fallen on bad times. Banks will be there to work with some of their clients. We'll have nonprofit organizations that can help out, as well as some public justice lawyers who can also work with people. But the highlight of the housing fair is going to be around noon when our county executive, Rashawn L. Baker III, will be there to draw the lucky winner of a house. And this will be a house that has been newly renovated. It's appraised for about $225,000, but with the financial incentives that we're able to provide, they could get into this house for somewhere in the neighborhood of between $175,000, around $175,000.
So they're not winning the house. You are winning an opportunity to purchase a home with reduced financial incentives.
Absolutely.
Incentives.
Right. They're just these incentives. It is not the house has been renovated. It's not a giveaway, but the person has to be able to qualify for the house, and they have to be able to carry at least a $200,000 mortgage.
Okay. Now, you register. You have to register for this, do you not?
You have to register. They need to register as quickly as possible. The house is – and let me just tell you a little bit about this house.
Real quick, because I want to make sure that we get as much information out there. So before you do that, where do people go to register for that? Because the deadline is quickly coming up.
Deadline is quickly coming. They can go to our website, www.hcdmypgc.us, or they can call our office 301-883-5551.
Let me get that again. So it's hcd.mypgc.us.
That's correct.
hcd.mypgc.us. If you want to register for the house lottery, for the Prince George's County Housing Fair, which is happening this Saturday. So we've got a lot of information out there, some $225,000 worth of house, $30,000 in financial assistance, as well as other information for those of you who may be struggling with keeping your home, and I'm sure other community pieces of community information as well.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things we want to try to make sure of as you try to prepare for a home, we want people to know there'll be somebody there that can talk about owning a home. What does it take to get your credit in shape to be able to own a home? And one of the great things that we want to be able to impart to people is how to avoid housing scams. A lot of people are taken in by these scams where people tell them we can clean up your credit overnight by the snap of a finger, those kinds of things. And people get sucked into those kind of things.
Okay. Well, I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to drill down into some of the issues that are affecting homeowners, potential homeowners, people who are concerned about their housing values in Prince George's County, for example. Have some numbers to talk about as well. The phone number, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about the American dream of home ownership in the D.C. metro and what's going on in Prince George's County. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Granite Laws.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the American dream of home ownership in the D.C. metro and what's going on in Prince George's County. My guests are Eric Brown, Prince George's County's Director of Housing and Community Development, and David Iannucci, Assistant Deputy Chief Administrative Officer for the Office of Economic Development and Public Infrastructure for Prince George's County. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me get to one of the critical issues here. And, you know, this question is for Mr. Iannucci. You know, Mr. Iannucci, a couple of numbers to throw out here. Prince George's County in 2005, and this is according to Real Estate Business Intelligence, average price of a home, about $296,000. Now, that same home, 2013, $197,000. Of course, this is part of the effect of the recession as well as the housing crisis. However, in Montgomery County, $425,000 in 2005, a similar house, $400,000. Fairfax County, $479,200 in 2005, 2013, $455,000. Of course, Washington, D.C., $420,000 in 2005, 2013, $475,000. Washington, D.C., the only area that has seen an increase in home values, yet Prince George's County has seen the biggest dip. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, this is actually Mr. Brown's area of expertise, but like the entire nation, we certainly suffered during the recession and saw home ownership, which was already at a lower value than our neighbors. We did take a hard hit, and we are rebounding now, but we haven't rebounded, I think, nearly as fast as anyone in the county government would like, which affects the revenues that we're able to collect that the county government, county executive, county council can use for schools and police and so forth. The positive sign on that is one of affordability. Clearly, the housing market is coming back in Prince George County. It is getting stronger. I live in the county, and I saw my assessment jump up pretty significantly this last year, the biggest increase probably in 6 years. And so from an affordability standpoint, Prince George County stands in the Washington region as one of the more affordable areas for quality housing, for high-end housing. So that's the positive spin, but we're watching those numbers carefully, and it's a critical factor for the county's tax base.
I want to get Mr. Brown in on that question, but before I do, I want to get to one quick phone call, 202-319-7810, 855-288-4876. Darnell, quickly, calling from Arlington, Virginia, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I was calling to address the issue of what, you know, Prince George's County has lost a huge opportunity or potential opportunity in addressing, you know, the foreclosure crisis by not responding in a more comprehensive way, working with some of the large investment banks using new market tax credits or the bond program to put together a pool of 50 to 100 million that could be used to, you know, purchase a lot of those foreclosed homes and make them available to people through a lease purchase.
Well, Darnell, stay on the line because you sound like you're making a really important point and I don't want to lose it. I need you to stay with me. Also, Michelle from Hagerstown, we're going to be talking to you. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're going to continue this conversation about housing, the American dream in the D.C. metro area, including, of course, Prince George's County. Stay with us. More on this conversation in just a few seconds.